I've been waiting for him to return all day. What am I supposed to do? I can barely walk. I feel so deserted. At this point, I exploded. My fuse was also very short that day. I was angry that she hadn't called me. I was furious that she was blaming me when I didn't even know she was in pain. After exchanging a few harsh words, I headed for the door. I was tired, irritable, and it hurt enough. We had both reached our limits. Then something started to happen that would change my life. Bonnie said, "Stop. Please don't leave. This is when I need you the most. I'm in pain. I haven't slept in days. Please listen to me." I stopped for a moment to listen. She said, "John Gray, you're a fair-weather friend. As long as I'm sweet, loving Bonnie, you're here for me. But as soon as I'm not, you walk right out the door." Then she paused, and her eyes filled up with tears. As her tone shifted, she said, "Right now, I'm in pain. I have nothing to give. This is when I need you the most. Please, come over here and hold me. You don't have to say anything. I just need to feel your arms around me. Please, don't go." I walked over and silently held her. She wept in my arms. After a few minutes, she thanked me for not leaving. She told me that she just needed to feel me holding her. At that moment, I started to realize the real meaning of love, unconditional love. I had always thought of myself as a loving person, but she was right. I had been a fair-weather friend. As long as she was happy and nice, I loved back. But if she was unhappy or upset, I would feel blamed and then argue or distance myself. That day, for the first time, I didn't leave her. I stayed, and it felt great. I succeeded in giving to her when she really needed me. This felt like real love, caring for another person, trusting in our love, being there at her hour of need. I marveled at how easy it was for me to support her when I was shown the way. How had I missed this? She just needed me to go over and hold her. A woman would have instinctively known what Bonnie needed. But as a man, I didn't know that touching, holding, and listening were so important to her. By recognizing these differences, I began to learn a new way of relating to my wife. I would have never believed we could resolve conflict so easily. In my previous relationships, I had become indifferent and unloving at difficult times, simply because I didn't know what else to do. As a result, my first marriage had been very painful and difficult. This incident with Bonnie revealed to me how I could change this pattern. It inspired my 7 years of research to help develop and refine the insights about men and women in this recording. By learning in very practical and specific terms about how men and women are different, I suddenly began to realize that my marriage did not need to be a struggle. With this new awareness of our differences, Bonnie and I were able to improve dramatically our communication and enjoy each other more. By continuing to recognize and explore our differences, we've discovered new ways to improve all our relationships. We've learned about relationships in ways that our parents never knew and therefore could not have taught us. As I began sharing these insights with my counseling clients, their relationships were also enriched. Literally thousands of those who attended my weekend seminars saw their relationships dramatically transform overnight. 7 years later, individuals and couples still report successful benefits. I receive pictures of happy couples and their children, with letters thanking me for saving their marriage. Although their love saved their marriage, they would have divorced if they hadn't gained a deeper understanding of the opposite sex. Susan and Jim had been married 9 years. Like most couples, they started out loving each other. But after years of increasing frustration and disappointment, they lost their passion and decided to give it up. Before getting a divorce, however, they attended my weekend relationship seminar. Susan said, "We've tried everything to make this relationship work. We're just too different." During the seminar, they were amazed to learn that their differences were not only normal, but were to be